Once upon a time there was a little story. It felt very sad because it was so little. Just a handful of sentences, really, that poked ragged fingers into the margins, three paragraphs in all. The fourth paragraph stopped after the words, "Sorry I'm late." The story wept bitterly, as stories are wont to do if left locked up by passwords inside a laptop. But the weeping only made matters worse. After a fortnight snivelling, the first two paragraphs were soaked through. Commas and full stops had dissolved, and the words in the third paragraph were starting to go mouldy. The girl in the fourth paragraph could foresee a nasty, watery death and wished she hadn't made an appearance at all. She tapped her high heels in frustration. "Christ," she said to herself, then raised her voice, which luckily was rather strident, to insinuate herself into the thoughts of her creator, a writer called Reggie Clare, who at that moment was sorting through the laundry bin, having previously tidied the kitchen and bathroom, hoovered the hall and played tug-of-war with the dog, a woolly retriever. "Put down those effing socks and get yourself up to the study, damn it! I can't hold out much longer. Your story's crying buckets and the water's already up to my ankles." The writer, being a writer, just shook her head at the language. She'd heard worse. Her characters could be a foul-mouthed lot on occasion, and continued with what she was doing. She was in the middle of stuffing the washing machine when she felt herself suddenly go tense, near sick with apprehension. Had she forgotten a teaching commitment, perhaps, or a meeting, a visit to the dentist? She banged shut the washing machine door so hurriedly it sprang open again and hit her in the leg. But she was already on the move, racing up the stairs to check her diary in the desk drawer. "Got you," said the girl's voice. "Now sit the F down and get on with it. Get writing. You have to do it sometime, you know. No use procrastinating. And if you think writing is painful, believe me, it'll get a hell of a lot worse if you let me die. Because I'll take the rest of your story's menagerie down with me." The little story trembled and wept even harder, too young to believe in the power of threats. But the writer had learned better. She flipped open a laptop, bungling the password in her haste. Then, finally, the story was free. The midday sun and fresh air made the paragraphs shimmer. Commas and full stops reassembled themselves and words quickly wiped away their skin of mould. That night, the story, not so little anymore, lay awake for a long time. It had dried its tears hours ago and was almost smiling in the glow of the moonlight and the illuminated keyboard, which sat between a mug of tea and a mug of coffee, both of them steaming gently and large enough to last into the small hours. The girl in the fourth paragraph, meanwhile, had got rid of her high heels and given herself a name, Pixie Woman. She was going to call the shots from now on. There would be no more hanging around as she followed the darkening path of her desires. Weeks later, however, having had to pester the writer into action day in, day out, Pixie Woman was exhausted. Still, she had almost reached the end. And the story hoped they would all live happily ever after.